This is Here and Now from NPR and WBUR Boston. I'm Jeremy Hobson along with Meghna Chakrabarty. And we'll start this hour with the latest from Georgia, where there was an extraordinary news conference this afternoon. Governor Nathan Deal apologized for his handling of the storm that paralyzed the Atlanta area this week. Just a day after blaming weather forecasters for bad information, the governor said the buck stops with him. Still, reporters asked if he had failed to protect the state's residents.
To that extent, yes, we did not have adequate preparation to encounter the storm as it came in the time frame in which it came. Yes, I accept responsibility for that.
And is this something we have to accept in the future, that when we get 2 inches of snow, the city will be dysfunctional?
Well, I certainly hope not.
Georgia's emergency management director, Charlie English, also spoke at the press conference. He said he made a terrible error in judgment.
I did not raise the level of alert soon enough to activate the State Operations Center to get everybody in the room.
Joining us now from Macon, Georgia, is Adam Ragusa with Georgia Public Broadcasting. Adam, wow. Tell us more about what happened at this press conference.
Jeremy, I think we just saw the governor of Georgia adopt a posture similar to that of Henry II when he allowed himself to be whipped by monks to atone for the death of Thomas Becket. I mean, something for which he also was debatably not responsible. That was quite a thing, an absolute turnaround in attitude from the day before when the governor had been defensive, evasive, some people even said a little bit petulant in how he was describing his relationship to this crisis in the most important part of his state. What a turnaround, and I think probably a very, very smart move. He needed to do this to turn the corner and to move on.
Well, we heard Charlie English, the emergency management director, say that he made a terrible error in judgment. Tell us more about what they said that they did wrong and what they've accepted blame for.
Well, the thing is that forecasters leading up to the storm on Tuesday had been saying this is a storm that's going to graze Atlanta, and it's going to dump snow on Macon, Georgia, where I am, about an hour south of the city. That forecast did change. In the wee hours of Tuesday morning, around 3 a.m., the National Weather Service issued warnings for the Atlanta metro area, saying that you could get the storm that we had been envisioning for Macon. It turned out to just hit us both, really. Mm. And what the governor is essentially saying is, I did get that information, not at 3 a.m. He said, I was asleep at 3 a.m., but I got it in the morning from my emergency management director, and we rolled with it as fast we could.
Well, let's listen to a little more from this press conference from this afternoon.
Governor, what do you say to the rest of the country that looks at Atlanta and says, this is just crazy?
Well, I think they have to, first of all, start by getting their facts right. Some of the national media outlets have been saying that Georgia still has children in school for the second night. That's wrong.
Adam, tell us about how things are now. Are there still cars that are stuck out on the highways?
Well, we started the morning being told that there were 2,000 cars still out on the freeways. Now, the Georgia Emergency Management Agency, GEMA, has been working on that all day. They set up a couple of centers at different spots around the city where if you could get yourself that far, they would put you in a four-wheel drive vehicle and drive you out to get your car. And they've been doing that all day, and we've not gotten an update since. But yes, there are still cars out there. There are not still kids trapped in schools, as far as we know. Atlanta right now is very, very quiet, maybe even serene. I'm looking at a traffic cam of the infamous downtown connector interstate in which I've gotten jammed on beautiful days, let alone on stormy days, and it is just moving right along right now. So things are calming down, things are getting better, but there's still a lot of anger, as you just heard in that reporter's question. You know, there's two important media angles to discuss here. First of all, part of the reason this story, I think, is getting so much play nationally is don't forget that CNN is based in Atlanta. It's in their front yard. The other thing is that these reporters that we just heard, Jeremy, being piranhas on the governor, these are people who have been stuck in their newsrooms, sleeping in their newsrooms for the last 3 days.
Well, and I want to ask you about that.
They're just ragged and they want to get home to their kids.
There is another view of this, that we've even gotten some notes about it to hereandnow.org. People say, oh, come on, this is Atlanta drivers. They don't know what they're doing, or in the snow, or people are saying this city is just not built to deal with such an influx of cars at one time, everybody trying to leave at the same time. What about that criticism that Atlanta just doesn't have the adequate transportation infrastructure to deal with an occasional snowstorm?
Atlanta is undeniably the sprawl capital of the East. It is a massive sprawling metropolis. You know, it's a population of people in the metro area similar to, say, the Boston metro area, but it's situated in a geographic space similar to, you know, a Phoenix. So it's utterly car dependent. It has been that way for a long time. This is a city that is in many ways suffering from its legacy of white flight and suburbanization that goes back 50, 60 years. When people left the city and spread out into all of these balkanized little municipalities and counties all throughout this region that don't necessarily get along, have a lot of historical animosity against each other that is racial to some extent. And this is just a political and a physical infrastructure system that absolutely we have now seen is not suited to handle this scale of a problem.
Kind of ironic, given the fact that Atlanta started out as a railroad junction, right? Way back.
Absolutely.
In the day.
I think I saw a writer in the Atlantic recently comment that Atlanta is what it is because it's a transit junction. That is the basis of its growth and its prosperity, and yet it has arguably the worst transportation system on the East Coast.
Adam Ragusea with Georgia Public Broadcasting in Macon, Georgia. Adam, thanks.
You got it, Jeremy.